Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, a show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's Fernando Augusto Pacheco looks at the enduring appeal of record stores and how they can define cities. From music megastores to that cosy record shop where you can find rarities. But with streaming and music downloads, what are the main challenges of music stores today? Fernando explains how they need to improve, but why there's still a bright future for them. Here he is.
Sometimes I travel specifically to visit record shops. For me, to go to a good music store around the world is the same as those who travel to eat in Michelin-starred restaurants. From the Schlager Italo Disco variety of CDs in Germany to São Paulo's downtown iconic music shops, when I find that album or single I've been looking for forever, it certainly makes me smile. I like to buy local, being French pop classics in the Parisian record stores to Swedish Schlager in Stockholm. And I'm certainly not a snob when it comes to my record stores. I love a good massive chain. Well, the only problem is that recently there are not many of them. I remember when I first moved to London back in 2006, how delighted I was every time I visited the gigantic Virgin Megastore in Piccadilly Circus.
This states that the Virgin Megastore in Oxford Street, opened on the 1st of June 1995, is the world's largest home entertainment store. So it gives me great pleasure to present this now to Richard Branson.
No exaggeration. For me, it was like a dream, with all their extensive selection of music, books, t-shirts, and, well, anything you might need from the entertainment world. From what I can remember, it was always fairly busy, perhaps with other idle youngsters like me. But with the arrival of online shopping, music downloads, many of the record stores where I used to go closed down, and I still miss them dearly. Sure, it can be quite useful downloading your favorite song immediately, but the loss of the physical shop affected my sense of discovery of new music. It's not all bad. Some good record stores remain in London, such as FOP and Rough Trade. My only issue with the latter is that they are not catered for someone who enjoys pure pop like me. Even on a trip to Totnes, a small town in Devon, I found an adorable shop called Drift, with a better selection than many in big cities. But if I may choose my favorite one at the moment, it has to be the humongous Amoeba Music Store in LA. In there, you can find literally anything, from the B-side Pet Shop Boys to an obscure 90s dance compilation. The place is just orgasmic. There have been some rumors that it would close down, but apparently that turned out to be untrue. For me, it encapsulates LA so much. I visited three times on my last trip to the city. What I found sad in some record stores these days is that they look like they gave up. Sometimes they don't even allow you to listen to an album before you buy. And the music variety is becoming increasingly limited, where you can only find the latest Adele, Ed Sheeran, and a Mother's Day Ballads compilation. I miss the delight in finding a good rare disco compilation, or an old album by some of my favorites, like Alizé, Annie, and The Floods. I'm not being purely nostalgic here. There's business to be made in record stores. Just look at the rise and rise of vinyl sales, for example. Think of pocket shows, cafes, and so many more that you could add to the experience of visiting one of those shops. Whatever they are, I will always be on the hunt for a good record store.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Fernando Augusto Pacheco for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.